to these fellows, to the moon. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the moon. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I gotta ask you, Addy.
What's
up with the youth? What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth?
Well, first I'd like to know, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because wrestling this week sucked balls. And therefore, I don't really want to talk about it. But I did discover on YouTube the greatest video of all time.
And it's
Corey Feldman. And he had a music album.
Really?
And he's on the Howard Stern show.
Who?
Howard Stern. And he's sitting there on the Howard Stern TV show, his Channel 9 show, right?
Okay.
And Howard Stern's dressed up like the guy from I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred.
Yeah,
he's dressed up like that guy, right?
Okay.
And he goes up to him and he's like, you're going to perform for us, Corey.
So he's dressed up like Christopher Daniels.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
So he's over there and he's like, so Corey, you're going to perform for us.
Yeah.
And Corey Feldman, he goes, Corey, what's this song all about? And Corey goes, excuse me. Corey Feldman. He goes, well, it's about, you know, it's about the youth of today and the gang violence and all the things that are wrong with the world and the things we need to fix.
Okay.
And it's called What's Up With the Youth.
Right, okay.
You know, because when you're going for social commentary, the first thing you go to is somebody who really knows about it.
Yeah.
Like Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then Corey Feldman goes on, proceeds to, like, lip sync.
Okay.
Badly.
Yes.
To the most upbeat, happiest song ever about gang violence.
Oh, nice.
Complete with a portion where he raps.
Really?
While dancing.
Huh.
Yeah, and dressed like Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Okay.
And then at the end of this 75-minute song, Howard Stern thinks he's done. It's at the end. He stopped singing, and he goes, thank you, Corey. And he just looks over at him, and he's still dancing, doing these, like, head movement bobbing things. And you just see the look on Stern's face, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know why this isn't viral. This should be the most watched thing in history. This is far more entertaining than anything WWE has put on for a long, long time.
Really?
What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth? And I dare you to watch it and not have it stuck in your head.
So, we should... okay, so more entertaining than Raw?
Well, yeah, but what wasn't?
I'm going to say Hiroshima.
I think it's about even.
Well, yeah, but you said more entertaining.
Okay.
So Dead Heats, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Seriously, this is the greatest.
It's a pickup.
Everybody has to go watch this thing. And then you have to tell other people about it and get them to watch it. Because this is the greatest video. Like, you won't believe how... It's unbelievable.
And it's great. Called What Is Up...
What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth? And it's, Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, you
Corey
say.
Feldman, dancing. I think he learned those dance moves from back when he was a child and he was molested by Michael Jackson.
Dance moves, you say?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Do you want to, what is this now?
Yes, I do.
The greatest pranks
that video?
Of all time?
Watch that video is what you're saying?
No.
I do want to watch it. I found it because there was a portion where he's singing a different song called Honesty. Much Music used to have Electric Circus.
We talk wrestling.
What?
We talk
wrestling. The wrestling sucks right now. I want to talk about anything but that. I want to talk about Corey Feldman's music career.
Why?
Because it's awesome. Because he thinks he has one. It's the greatest thing ever. Oh, all right, fine. If we're going to talk wrestling, then what are we going to talk about? Raw?
Raw! I hated Raw.
Me too. Let's talk more about Corey Feldman.
Who?
Howard Stern?
Which one's that again?
Emma?
Huh.
Hottest bodies in WWE history. In the middle there, isn't that Angelina Love?
No, that's Maryse.
Oh, okay.
Here's 20 impressive WWE physiques. This I would like to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
There's Jay Hud's husband.
Yes, who was on America's Got Talent.
She was last night. He wasn't.
No. Jennifer Hudson. So, who was married to a wrestler. And then, right after that, singing a duet with Cyndi Lauper.
I know.
The creator of WrestleMania.
I was telling everybody I was watching with all of that, too. It's like, here's the wrestling tie-in.
Yes, right.
And they're like, I mean, that guy's, this one's married to a wrestler. Oh, this one's responsible for WrestleMania being a success.
Yeah, I told the producer.
Who, by the way, is on her way to bring us ice cream. So when you hear us start eating, it's because I now have a peanut butter parfait in my hand.
Yes.
And I won't stop recording, you know.
That's right.
I won't stop eating it either.
But
For I don't love you guys as much as I love a peanut butter parfait is what
I'm
saying.
That's true. But I told her. I started to say, you know Jennifer Hudson? She goes, yes. He's married to a wrestler, and you had a picture with him at the Royal Rumble. And I took a picture of him at the Royal Rumble, and no one wanted to go talk to him. Like,
that's the exact same story I told. I was like, yeah, you sitting there. His gimmick is he has a coffee mug. Yeah. And we looked over at him, and we just thought it was a guy with a coffee mug. Then we're like, hey, that's
David Otunga.
David Otunga. And then we were like, oh, well. And we kept on going, yeah. Like everybody else.
Only to turn around and find Bo Dallas staring at us.
Hey, it's Bo Dallas.
Again. Oh, my God. So, okay, let's see what the 20 best physique is.
Uh-huh.
Number 20.
Okay. Before we go on to this, I'd like to actually ask you, Lance Storm. And they put him on there because it is a great physique for a guy who was allegedly clean. And I think he probably was. Before we go on, though, I'd like to know, what are your, say, top three? Like, what are the, when you think best bodies ever, what do you think?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, Batista's got to be up there.
Not in my top three. He's up there. He's got a good body. I mean, obviously, he was, you know. Tony Atlas and Ivan Putski.
Yeah.
They're like two.
Yeah,
I just
Yeah. Putski for sure. Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Sick.
I'm going to see.
And I go Orndorff.
Well, Orndorff has got to be considered up there. More so than, say, like the Warlord or even Hercules.
Yeah.
Hercules
yeah.
should be up there.
For if you're looking more modern, a guy like Brakus was great. Tom McGee was not so modern, but a great. But again, I mean, since they didn't really make the roster, I don't think you can count them.
Brakus.
Yeah. I mean,
Lex Luger. Yeah.
Lex Luger, obviously. I mean, I think you have to put him in
World
there.
Wrestling Federation.
But I mean, I go Atlas, Putski, and Orndorff. I'm going the top three, which is interesting because those guys are like the height of. Don't get me wrong, steroids were obviously huge in the 80s.
I would put ahead of Orndorff, Ravishing Rick Rude.
See, it depends on what you're looking for. Rick Rude, more cut. Orndorff, bigger, more, you know. Muscle.
And
right?
The Ultimate Warrior is going to be on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, underrated is actually Randy Savage, especially at the end.
I mean, he's not underrated if you look at him in 1986. But, I mean, at the end of his WCW run, he was, like, ripped beyond belief.
Jesus.
I mean, I always expect
Bobby Lindsay.
Hulk Hogan should be in here. I could see Lesnar in here.
Road Warrior Animal.
I mean, I think, again, Road Warrior Hawk in some ways is probably the more physically... Animal's the stronger one. Hawk is probably the one who has the better body by like, bodybuilding standards.
Ken Patera?
Patera, for sure. Goldberg.
Billy Jack Haynes?
Billy Jack Haynes is, another guy you think of. I'm trying to think if there's anybody modern. I mean, obviously, like, you know, you have your, you know, Mason Ryan and
but not... I mean, Chris
Ryback,
Chris Masters, I'm just...
Yeah, I could see a China or Beth Phoenix making this list.
Yeah, probably China.
And Nicole Bass, even, if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, but there also might be a chick on this list. There's Hunter.
He's not at that. I mean, maybe the night he came back from Madison Square Garden.
Big Papa Pump.
Big Papa Pump. Yeah.
Buff?
No.
He was in a program.
He was in a program.
Okay, let's go to number 19 here.
Okay. But I still say my top three, Orndorff, Putski, and there's Dolph Ziggler. And I think I could see them putting Randy Orton on here. John Cena on here.
Is his tag team partner? His stunt double?
Yeah.
Get it? He's black. That's funny.
Fucking hilarious.
What's his name?
That's why I don't want to talk about it.
What?
That's why I don't want to talk about it.
Because it's funny?
Yeah, so funny.
What's his name? Dolph?
And funny equals money.
Ziggler. What about Langston? Nah. Antonina Rocca. You know, I think we've done this list.
I don't think so.
I think we have.
I don't think so. Maybe it was on a show we lost, or maybe we didn't do it. Maybe we just did it. I still say my top three. Putski?
Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, actually, I'm starting to think we did this list. Oh, fuck it. We'll finish it anyways.
Well, we're only got 15 to go. Beth Phoenix.
I'm now 100% sure we've done this list.
Yeah.
Because I think we were like, Beth Phoenix is on here, but Chyna isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I mean, Cena's got to be on here. I can see Orton on here. Orton at least had to have an 8-pack at one point.
This is a shitty list.
Well, yes, of course it's a shitty list.
Superfly, bro.
How about fucking
Superfly's Boy? Okay. I'm all right with Superfly. No problem with it, for sure. Superfly, all right.
No problem. Actually, both the British Bulldogs, if you want to put it that way.
Sailor Art Thomas.
Okay. I mean, it's probably a great body.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Right at the top. Oh, Mr. McMahon, of course. Of course. There you go. That's McMahon and Cena. Why do I not even remember this match?
I think it was on Raw.
Yeah.
Huh.
So what?
Dolph Ziggler.
I remember Austin and Austin and McMahon. That was on fucking Raw.
Ziggler.
And there he is. Yeah. Ziggler.
Ziggler. Brock Lesnar.
Ziggler's spotty double. Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Number 9 is coming up here. This is just Goldberg.
There's Goldberg.
Okay, there was another one here. 20 shocking discoveries.
Okay, wait. What about all-time debuts? 20 all-time debuts.
I think we did that one already. Batista's 8.
All right, just finish it. Because I'm curious if any of the guys I mentioned even...
They actually mentioned Buddy Lee Parker in this, in Batista's little thing there. Rocky Johnson, okay, yes, definitely. We said Tony Atlas with Soul Man Rocky Johnson for Shizzle.
How about The Rock?
David O. fucking Tunga.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because Chris Masters isn't going to make the list, so you put him in instead, because I'm practically the same guy.
Hall of Famer Lex Luger. The Rock, number 4. Okay. Number 3 is going to be the Hulk. Oh, Triple H. See, I told you.
Triple H. So then John Cena will be number 2 or number 1 in Hulk Hogan or Warrior?
Steiner's got to be. What about
Billy
Graham?
No, fuck no. He's not making it. Oh, how about Superstar Billy Graham? Yeah. So John Cena's never taken steroids, huh? And look at that fucking picture.
Rick Rude.
Yeah. That was an awful list.
So on Total Divas. Nikki Bella has these pills or these injections. She's got hormone injections because she wants to freeze her eggs because John Cena doesn't want to spawn.
I thought she wanted to grow a mustache.
And and so John Cena finds them, and he's all concerned, and he's sitting at the table, and he's like, "What are these?"
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "They're hormones." And he's like, "What the fuck are you talking about? I'm freezing my eggs." And he's like, I thought these were steroids.
Holy
and
shit.
Then, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't know what they
and
look
then,
like.
No. And then later in the show, like, when they're talking again,
yeah.
They go for dinner. And he's like, "So, how do you jab yourself with these?" And he's got, like, a toothpick or whatever. Like, how do these work? Like he has no idea how to stick a needle full of shit in himself. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I just laughed. I laughed and laughed.
Yeah. Speaking of which, do you know how to make a hormone?
Hmm. Give her $20.
That's about right.
Here's the 20 shocking discoveries. The wheel man that run down Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I did it.
I did it for The Rock.
Yeah.
I did it for the people.
Rikishi.
Rikishi. That was
I did
shocking.
It for The Rock.
Watch, I did it for The Rock. That's what it says. Watch, I did it for The Rock.
Oh.
Okay. Stephanie.
Oh, our ice cream's here.
Oh, nice. And so is the producer.
Yeah, who? Yeah. Priority's here.
Stephanie and Hunter get married in Vegas.
Yeah. I guess it was shocking. Yeah, I didn't see it coming. The Hardcore Holmes uninvited guest, or was that, yeah, okay.
WrestlePalooza 97.
But I suppose, but it says WWE history.
Does it?
Yeah.
It does.
And that was an ECW, fucking...
97.
Yeah.
Good year. WrestlePalooza 97.
But it was ECW and what was the Memphis angle?
USWA?
USWA, that's yeah, it, yeah. Undertaker's fiery fraternal matter.
Yeah. He's alive, Undertaker! Kane is alive!
That hurt.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a great angle.
Yeah. What is that one that I just saw about WWE's animal? Okay. All right. The source fiercest of the corporate animal. Ministry's power.
Yes.
Fiercest animal
mascot.
It was
mascot. Me, Austin! It was me all along! Yeah, I know. The fiercest animal mascots. We'll get there.
I really don't want to talk about this week's shitty wrestling, guys. Anybody, guys and gals, anybody listening, we really don't want to talk about how awful Raw was.
The narcissist.
We really don't want to talk about how we have no interest in Night of Champions.
Secret weapon. The narcissist's secret weapon.
Oh, his plate and his arm.
Yeah, the metal plate, which I had to get a pad. Forearm pad.
Yeah. And later on in his career, in his WWE run, they just dropped that.
Luckily, he...
They just completely... Like, when he turned babyface, and, you know, from then on it, like, he just completely dropped the idea. They never mentioned it again. No. It was never, like, it was never anything.
But luckily, he doesn't have any kids, because they also made him wear a foreskin pad.
No. Well, I remember him being interviewed with his wife and four kids, I think.
I believe so.
Three or four kids. Wasn't that at WrestleMania or something?
A hero. Okay, this is retarded. The Doctor of Thugonomics takes the title for a spin.
Uh-huh.
One of the 20 shocking discoveries is when the spinner belt is debuted. That's stupid.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, and it's
go
stupid.
Go get my ice cream.
Just wait.
You want me to wait for ice cream?
Anonymity no longer guaranteed. Hornswoggle's the fucking Raw general manager.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the animal one. This is stupid.
This is, of course it is.
WWE savior on a biblical scale.
Jericho. Yeah, the Jericho that we all knew for weeks was going to be Jericho.
Yeah.
And we discovered that it was him coming in from the latest stupid viral.
And these are just pictures.
Fiercest? No, it's going to say the fiercest animals, isn't it?
Is no,
it, or
look.
It just shows like the snakes?
Pictures. Here are four pictures of Jake the Snake.
Okay, so go to the one about something about greatest debuts.
What the fuck is that? This is stupid.
Of course, it's all stupid. WWE Superstar Makeovers? If it was a video podcast, maybe. That looks like it'd be great. Bonded by War Paint? Is that tag teams? With, go back to that one, actually. I want to see that. Bonded by War Paint.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was... No, because I want to see... Is that tag teams with all have paint?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No?
No. Well, maybe. Let's see.
Could be the brothers and paint should be number one.
Who?
Sting and Vampiro.
Vampiro! 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 See, more pictures.
Oh, it's just more pictures.
Okay, well, here's Demolition.
Where the fuck did he take us here? Yeah, there's Demolition. See, they were.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. I mean, I can't really think of that many teams. There was the Demolition, Powers of Pain.
Usos.
I guess, yeah, Usos count. Yeah, okay. All right.
Headbangers?
Headbangers. I guess.
Yeah, they always had paint. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's just around their eyes. It's not really... I guess.
I'd give them that.
You give them that? I don't know. I don't really think
there's
of them.
The Dust Brothers?
The Dust Brothers, yeah. Gold and Stardust. I'll give you that.
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom, obviously. Is that about it?
Powers of Pain.
Powers of Pain. I think I mentioned them.
Yeah, I think
and,
you did, yeah.
And Barbarian. Yeah.
Also known as, what was it? The Masked Assassins. For Colonel Robert Parker on, like, the 5th or 6th Nitro.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm
still at the 3 Nitros we watched.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
All is forgiven.
Thank you.
We're going to eat on the podcast now, folks.
Who eats on a podcast?
Me.
Yeah.
In fact, it's amazing usually that I'm not eating on the podcast.
It's true. In fact, it's amazing that you're not eating.
Anytime.
The Blue World Order.
Didn't one guy have, and then
Nova had a stupid beard painted on. So no.
That doesn't count.
No.
That's stupid.
That one's dumb.
But if you include them, then you got to include, oh, the headbangers.
No, the SWAT team.
Yeah.
The SWAT team.
Didn't they show up once?
Yeah, and they have like four pictures of them here. Oh, there you go. Oh no, the Insane Clown Posse in Vampiro.
Okay. You got us staying in Vampiro, though. But Insane Clown Posse counts.
Let's see here. I'm going. The Great Muta and Vampiro is who they have. Not Sting and Vampiro. 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 Also Vampiro. You want to talk about the 50 tag teams that you forgot? Or would we like to keep this show?
Yeah, let's talk about that for the 74th time. I think we've done this one. I'm like 14 in. I want to see that one with something about debuts. We've probably already done that one. WWE is not updating their content often.
No. Not like us. I'm not
with our podcasts and our many blogs.
I'm not looking forward to this upcoming pay-per-view. Huh. Didn't you just say that 2 months ago? In fact, we did.
Yes. Top 50 villains? Did we do that one?
I don't know. Let's see. Is Vince number one?
Vince or Roddy, right?
Let's see. Let's go to the top 50 villains. When did this... I should go to previous...
Number 50 is Batista?
Just looking to see when this... If there's a date on this. Because that could help us determine if we've done this before. But there's no date on this. We did do... I remember doing the most absurd superstars.
That we did. I don't think we did the 50 most beautiful superstars. But I don't want to. Well, I'd like to do them. But... Not that way.
Yeah, there's like no fucking, you know.
No, like, actually, if I was them, I wouldn't date it. Because that way, it's like somebody can look at it and think it's a fresh article from, and it's 5 years old.
That's true.
It just actually hides the, you know.
We should do that. Number 50.
Bautista. No more dates on our shows.
Batista. Number 49.
See, you were smart. You got a
blizzard.
A blizzard. I got a peanut butter parfait, which has crunchy peanuts.
Uh-huh.
Peanuts are a key ingredient to a peanut butter parfait.
Peanut Buster parfait. Otherwise, it's just a Buster parfait. And you can't have a Buster parfait without the Buster.
Yeah. The Brain Buster?
I was thinking the Ghostbuster.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, who used that? That was what Coco Beware called
yes.
it, right?
Yes. Also, yeah. A move I gave the man they call B on a concrete unfinished basement floor when I lived in Ontario. My dad ran down, was really mad at me. My reply is, what? Coco Beware does it all the time.
So your brother got dropped on his head when he was young. Much as explained.
Yes, it did. Yes, it is.
Now it's all coming together.
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
Best villains? And he's only number 50?
He is number 49. He is better. He's a better villain than Batista.
That is Dude all. Has to be in top 10, maybe top 5.
That is all.
That is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Vicky Guerrero, number 48.
A better villain than Randy Savage. Fuck off.
Yes. Now, apparently, though, according to Stephanie, Triple H, a better fill-in than Randy Savage.
Fill-in her what?
Hmm? Cunt.
Wow.
You asked.
Wow.
Number 47, Mark Henry.
Are you shitting me?
A better villain than Randy Savage.
It's gonna be or Vicky Guerrero.
That's going to be the show thing. Find out who's a better villain than Randy Savage. Number 46. The Iron Sheik. Who, yeah, is probably a better villain than Randy Savage.
Well, I don't know if he's up, well, he's up there anyways. Like, if I was good... Like, there's another guy, like, top 10, right?
I have no argument.
No. No, great. I have an argument. He's too low.
Yes, yes. Andre the Giant. Number 45.
Who the fuck puts these together?
Somebody named John Clapp.
Is it his own opinion? Because that's a stupid opinion.
Eric Bischoff, number 44. A better villain than Andre the Giant. Eddie Guerrero. He was a great villain. I'm your puppy, Dominique. And the deal with Chavo in WCW. I mean, he's not a better villain than Randy Savage.
No. The thing is, Eddie Guerrero was a good villain.
Yes.
Except for he was too good.
Yeah.
You know? He was too you always knew he was. He didn't get real heat. He just got heat because he was playing the role.
Well,
but he was good at it. But he was like, you always secretly liked him.
And let's not forget about Gringos Locos as well. With our
that's boss, true. But right? A lot of people say, I mean, a lot of Art Barr got a lot of the heat for that team.
That's true. But I mean, he was in that heel team. That's not even mentioned, of course.
No, if you put that in there, he's too low again.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he was better heel than Randy Savage, though. But, yeah.
He's not a better heel than Randy Savage.
No.
But he's a good heel. He's about the right spot.
Yeah. Kane. A better heel than Andre the Giant.
Nope.
Randy Savage.
He's a decent heel. Yeah. But, again, I mean, I could see him. If you want to put him in the top 40, sure.
Yeah. If you want him to be 40... Fine, that's okay. We have 40 more of these to go. Don Morocco. Yes, Don Morocco, number 40, is, that's too low. He needs to be, like, I would give him, depending on who's coming, I would say at least 30.
See, the thing is that Don Morocco... I only really saw him personally, maybe like his last couple, like 2 years heel and then 2 years babyface.
The thing with Don,
so I didn't really see a lot of his, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, kind of the point where WWE was first exposed to me, he was a heel for a little while and then turned babyface. So I understand he was a great heel and he got a lot of heat as it, but then, I mean, I saw him kind of at the end of that, and then as a babyface, and then he came to Stampede Wrestling, where I believe he was a babyface.
Yes, he was, yeah. He's just a grizzled veteran babyface, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, Don Morocco,
it's a little hard for me to judge how good a heel he was.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Don Morocco because he taught me at age 6 that Mexicans are dirty. So...
And that gave him a... And you appreciate that?
You know.
Is that why when you got that autograph from Tito Santana, you didn't shake his hand?
That's right. I shook it. Just sanitized after. I Tito Santanicized. That hurt him. Number 39. Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that one. Mm-hmm. Especially in ECW. Mm-hmm. But, 39, I have no problem with them at 39. CM Punk.
Yeah, about right.
I would put CM Punk a little bit higher. Or, mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I think that's about right. Mm. I mean, I still think he was a better babyface than heel, so, I mean, I'll put him up there.
Sure. Ernie Ladd.
Too low. There's a guy I'm a big fan of. I'd have in the top 20.
Yeah, great under... I don't know if he's an underrated promo, but an under-publicized promo, I guess is best to put it. Ivan Koloff. Yeah, should definitely be... I don't know if he should be... that might be a good spot for him on the list. But... Because he did...
I think that's too low.
He burned hot, but... Not for very long. So...
But he drew a lot when he was that hot. And he was very hot. And you know what? He actually... He managed to go over and manage his... And wrestle with someone with his...
Nikita.
His worst nephew and Crusher. And, yeah. And he got heat there, too.
Yeah.
No, he had great heat. I mean, I think he had heat for longer. It's just he wasn't pushed to the top as long.
That's true.
Just because they were transitioning. But I think he had great heat for a long time in the WWF. Yeah, I think he's too low. Speaking of too fucking low...
Paul Heyman. Yeah. That's like, hey, don't let Paul see this. If Paul sees this lit somewhere really high, he's going to get a big head. So we're going to put him at 35. When it actually should be probably 3 or 5.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Paul Heyman is a great villain. Like, Paul Heyman's this guy who, how good is he right now on the show?
Yeah.
And he's been on now for, what, about 3 years?
Two, I think.
Just over two?
Maybe three. No, you're right. Maybe three.
I think 3 years. He's been on TV for 3 years. If you're on TV, and he's been on most weeks, he's had a few weeks off and little breaks, but he's been on the majority of the time. A guy who's this good a promo, and that's all he does, is cut incredible promos, who's on for this long,
yeah.
And is still getting booed when he comes out?
Yeah.
Still, well, as an actor.
But he's getting, people are singing along with The Rock with him now. My name is Paul Heyman. People are singing along with that now.
He still
they
gets
still
good.
Boo him, yeah.
They still boo him. They boo him when he comes out.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Like, he hasn't turned them. And that's the sign to me of a great villain.
Well,
because, I mean, that's what so many of these guys, like Eddie Guerrero, he could be a great villain, but it was for such a short period because people didn't want to boo him for long.
But, I mean, Heyman, of course, yeah, the personification of evil, the leader of the new Dungeon of Doom. As he's trying to recruit John Cena to be a Paul Heyman guy. This is, like, eerily similar to Hulk Hogan's, like, I'm going to wear black, brother.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
There's evil in Hogan. Blah, 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 blah. You're right, brother. There's evil in me, dude. And I'm wearing all black to do it right. And that's what they're doing with John Cena. Be a Paul Heyman guy. Kick away the fans. Hit me. But you won't hit me, will you? Because you won't hit a 49-year-old father of two, will you? You won't. You won't do it. And then John Cena has to be, you know, I thought you'd get Brock and da-da-da-da-da. But it's this, should I... They're basically saying, should I turn heel? They're playing that out in the story. Similar to what they were doing with Hogan in that, whatever it is, that late 95, early 96 or whatever it is, on Nitro. It's eerily similar.
Well,
one
of the differences, I'll say, one of the differences I think is that it seemed like that Hulk Hogan thing was a long-term storyline, whereas this, it seems like it's just something they come up with to sell this, try and sell this one pay-per-view with Lesnar.
You don't think...
I don't think it's leading anywhere.
You don't think they have a long-term plan?
Like, do you really think that this teases about him becoming a Paul Heyman guy and turning heel is leading anywhere?
No. But it's eerily similar, I'm just saying, in presentation. Also, we should note, because we're not going to talk too much about Raw that sucked. But one thing that was great was halftime at the football game. Let's tell everybody to go watch the football game, and then when it's halftime, come back because you'll see John Cena. Then you can go back to watching the football game.
Which ended up being a great game with a great fourth quarter comeback, so why not?
Yes.
And when it's over, you can watch Rusev and Henry.
Yes.
Yay.
Hooray. Number 34. Abdullah the Butcher. Yeah. Okay.
Could be higher, probably.
Yeah.
Again, he didn't have the WWE run, but you have to understand what a great draw And what a great villain. How much he scared people when he would come into a territory back in the days.
Yep.
So.
To be fair, most of those people were Puerto Ricans. Number 33.
That doesn't even make any sense.
What?
Most of those people were. What did that have to do with anything?
He's a big heel in Puerto Rico.
Well, okay.
To be fair.
And the territory.
I'm saying in terms of the
and Japan.
I'm just saying in terms of this list, he did a lot of that heel run in Puerto Rico, in front of the Puerto Rican people, so it's not that highly, like, North America didn't get it a lot.
And
as much
in every territory.
He spent so much, but I mean, he wasn't there for, he spent most of his consistent time with Carlos Colon, the youngster.
He was the type of, the youngster. The thing is, he was actually the type of act that would burn hot and then die off quickly. So you had to get him into a territory, pump the territory up with him, and then, anyways, the next guy, Terry Funk.
Well, Abdullah the Butcher, the promoters knew you had to you had to use him quick and get him out, because if he stayed too long, he'd fork you.
And you didn't want to get forked by Abdullah the Butcher. No.
No.
No. He was really a mother forker.
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk is way too low. Top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Top 8. Like, way too fucking, like a fucking ridiculous.
He was despised when he came down with to the ring with that chainsaw. Hated him. Or in his earlier run with his brother Haas. Hated him. Although he did get that angle with the JVD.
I'm starting to hate you.
Because I'm black, isn't it?
No. How about his angle with King or Jerry Lawler, right?
My eye,
how much
Jerry.
He was able to get hate there.
My eye! The pile driver on Ric Flair.
Yes, like
blinding him.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, Terry Funk was a great heel. That makes this list ridiculous. Speaking of which, Randy Orton. A better heel than Terry Funk.
See, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
See, Randy Orton's probably at number 33. I really don't have a problem with his spot. It's that his spot is higher than Terry Funk, which is fucking bullshit.
I would not have a problem if the next spot lower than Terry Funk was Bob Orton.
No.
But Randy Orton. No. Fuck. Kevin Sullivan.
Fuck off.
Shown here with his father, Sullivan! And here's Kevin Sullivan.
You know, you'd think his own dad would know that his name is Kevin.
I know. It's like Sullivan. Well, that's supposedly his name, too.
Yeah, I know.
So, maybe he's just senile.
I'm kind of wondering.
Here they are. You can see them here, plotting to turn John Cena. Now, like, because he won't be on here, Curtis Iaquea.
Yes.
Was a great heel, who was the,
was also a great babyface.
The father.
Yeah, because he was a great promo back in the day.
You could actually say, too, that,
Before he became, like, not this
not
gimmick.
This,
like, if people saw this gimmick and thought that, who is this guy, just some actor they hired, they don't understand that this was a guy who was a great star back in his day, and one of the great promos of all time.
Yeah, when he was in, with in his group, right?
Mm-hmm.
With, his name is escaping me right now.
Yeah, me too, but either way, I know what you mean.
Fuck. All right. But anyway. 30. Number 30. Jerry Lawler. Okay. Jerry Lawler.
That's about right.
That's probably about right. Maybe a little bit lower on this list, but
I think it may be a little high just because, to tell you the truth, most of his career was in Memphis as a babyface, so he did have some heel runs.
Well, he had some heel runs, but I don't know. WWF, at the beginning, he was always a heel, right?
He was a heel.
Until he did Puppies announced.
But he was never a serious heel to me. Never somebody I took serious as a
God, no. God, no.
So for that reason, I wouldn't have him this high.
No.
But he was able to get heat and able to insult people and, yeah. It was a good promo, right?
29 is
Raven. Raven is better than fucking Randy Savage, Terry Funk, Abdullah
Butcher. Andre the Giant. Ernie Ladd.
This is ridiculous. Seriously, Savage, 49
Raven?
A punk.
Raven is better than Batista? Well, okay, that one.
But seriously,
I love
right now, Savage at 49 and Funk at 33 are the two most offensive names on this list in their, as far as their positioning.
Oh, yeah. Super old picture here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Raven's a good... Raven was in the top 40, I'd have no problem.
Raven should be on this
Raven
list.
Raven in ECW was a terrific heel.
Yes. Even in WCW.
He was decent in WCW. Yeah. I mean, he was handcuffed, but he was decent.
Well, that was just, you know, in those hardcore matches.
The fabulous Moolah. Now you have to suck my dick.
The fabulous Moolah does?
Like, this is stupid. Fabulous Moolah shouldn't make the top 50. I'm sorry.
No. Number 27. Paul Orndorff.
See, I think he probably did wrestle most of his career as a heel. But, I mean, I think of him as a guy who wasn't so much a great heel as he was a guy who was had a great angle, which made him red hot for a little while. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that you're talking
a little
about,
high.
You're talking about when with Gary Spivey from the Psychic Companion Network met him up with him.
That,
he
yeah.
gave him his confidence back.
That's what I fucking said.
Wonderful.
The song was great.
They call him Mr. Wonderful. Then he got spike piled driven on the concrete by the horseman. And turned babyface, but never was able to come back in the ring for it.
Maybe he went on to train O'Hare and Goldberg and Batista and a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah. Like O'Hare.
Bockwinkel.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Probably a little low. Not terribly low, but a little low.
Yeah.
It was a good heel.
I'd say Nick Bockwinkel cracks my top 20.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I definitely think so.
So 26. That's
Vader. Yeah, that's about right, too. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Again, talking about white hot, yet short-term run. Like, if you did this list in 1995, Vader would be in the top 10.
Well, the thing is, you have to keep in mind his run everywhere. You have to keep in mind his Japanese run and everything.
Yeah.
You put it all together, he had a 10-year run where he was a terrific main event heel for majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but, yeah.
But
I mean,
the domination of WCW from late 92 till Hogan came, basically, just before, you know, was great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was a great, very, that's about right for me, about 25.
24!
Harley Race, maybe a little low. I think definitely a little low, top 20 probably. Maybe somewhere between 15 and 20. I wouldn't have him near the hot, but he was a good heel.
So what you're saying is his position on here, you'll move.
Yes.
I'll move.
I'll move.
Sergeant Slaughter.
No, fuck no.
Yes.
No.
This is probably actually,
I think this is about 10 spots too high.
Really?
I'd have him in the top 30. In between 30 and 40, I'd have him in there, but not this high.
This is the wrong picture for this.
Well, I know. You're talking about the original, before he turned babyface.
With Kurt Noodle.
Yeah. I'd have him in between 30 and 50.
I don't mind this so much, but yeah.
He's not ahead of to me, of Funk or Savage.
Well, no. But that doesn't mean that...
Undertaker?
Number 22.
Kane was, what, 41?
Something like that, yeah.
So then Undertaker should be about 31?
Yeah.
22 is a little high.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a better heel than Nick Bockwinkel.
Fuck no.
Freddie Blassie.
I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too.
21? Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. 20.
I think probably about 10 spots too high again for Edge.
Yeah. Edge is, I mean, yeah.
A good heel, but I don't think he was able to sustain his heat as a heel long enough to, you know.
He, yeah. I mean, he's a good heel, carried SmackDown for a while. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame for that, more than anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then that smarmy, you know, that, yeah, 30 about is where I would have him, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a top guy, but not that high.
But not better than Freddie Blassie.
No, no, no. Jim Cornette, I have good position for him.
Yeah, that's actually really...
But it does make you think that the, what was it, like 45 for Heyman?
Yeah.
Now, that's, again, that's that makes me think that if Cornette's 19, then Heyman should be 15.
Yeah. Does this make Russo 18?
Russo's number one if it's fucking me.
If it's a shoot?
Well, yeah, if it's a fucking shoot.
Killer,
that's a good one.
Kowalski.
Killer Kowalski.
Yeah, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have a little old guard. Mr. Perfect?
17. High, isn't it? That's a bit high.
That's a bit high, I think.
That's a bit high. That is not... I have Jim Cornette is a better heel than Mr. Perfect.
As is Nick Bockwinkel. As is Terry Funk. As is Randy Savage.
As is Paul Andre Heyman. The Giant. As is Paul Heyman.
Again. Andre the Giant, again, is a guy who had one great angle. Not so much to me either, who's a great heel. It was the perfect angle, the perfect guy in Bobby Heenan. You know, I mean, it's not like he, after that, like, he continued to be a great heel against a lot of different people for a long time.
Jake Roberts? Demolition? Big John Studd? Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
I rest my case.
Jeez, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I'm usually always right, so it's fine.
Yeah.
16... is what she told you she was.
Oh.
Sensational Sherry.
A little high, but I mean, I like Sherry enough to probably have her in the top 25.
Yeah, she would be the one woman I would have on this list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the number two woman is probably Luna. So.
Yeah.
You know.
And this is the third woman. She's the highest. So, okay. I mean, if you're going to put. Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, I wouldn't put her on this list, but she's the highest ranking woman so far.
I would, yeah. Yeah.
Jericho. Too high.
I think a little too high, but I mean...
25.
Again.
Great run with Sean and everything, right?
He, you know, I mean, again, he worked the majority of his career in the WWE as a heel. And he also was that great heel at the end of his WCW. So, I mean, I think it's a little high, but yeah, about 10 spots too high.
The one thing I liked about Jericho as a heel... is that
he had more than one persona?
And it was constantly evolving as he went up the card. Like that somewhat comedy, cocky, let's go to the Hall of Presidents, let's take Ubitude's mask, kind of temper tantrum heel, worked for the Cruiserweight WCW Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sarcastic, shut the hell up, make fun of the baby faces, worked for entering into the Intercontinental Jericho.
Yeah.
And then as he became the top... you know, the undisputed champion, he had more of an edge to him, Jericho. And then, of course, his final really great run, he was just flat out, you know.
Where we saw, say, his final really great run, where he was being Nick Bockwinkel.
Yes.
Who he's so much higher than.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit, that kind of shows, I've reversed those positions, you know what I mean?
Exactly. The original Sheik, number 14.
It's too high. I mean, there's if I think Abdullah was 34, so there's no reason he wouldn't be 35. You know what I mean?
And together, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
but,
and,
I mean, a top 50 guy for sure.
The fact is, I mean, he did come around, but, you know, largely Detroit.
Yeah, he was more of a territorial guy than a touring guy.
Exactly.
And, you know, he booked that territory, right?
Well, exactly. So... lucky number 13 here, the Freebirds.
Way too fucking high. They're number 13. They're at least 30 spots too high.
In 43?
I'm not even sure they make the top 50, but they certainly don't. That's at least 30 spots too high. Well, especially since what you're looking at right there is Michael P.S. Hayes with Jimmy Jam.
Well, yes, it's a WCW picture, which is stupid, but...
But either way, it's way too fucking high.
Yeah, I mean, I could go top 35.
Well, think of the teams that are heels that you would put ahead of them.
Yeah, yeah.
who aren't haven't showed up yet, right?
No, that's right. So there's
and a lot of them won't.
12 of them coming. No,
12. Yeah, 12 of those teams coming. Yeah.
Here's someone that doesn't crack my top 100.
I'd have him right at number 50. I think he's a better heel than Batista.
Yeah, yeah.
That's JBL.
JBL. All right. I don't want to talk about JBL. Rick Rude, number 11.
That's a little too high for me, but I think Rick Rude's a top 20 guy.
I think he's a 21 or a 20, yeah, exactly. When you think of his U.S. Championship run against Sting, too. Yep. I mean, that's Ricky Steamboat, and yeah. Number 10, cracking top 10. Oh, my
Jake
God.
Jake Roberts, number 10, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I guess when you get to the top 10, it's going to be difficult. So, like, you can't really argue if this... I'm going to look now. Is this guy in my top 10? And he is. What order? I don't quite know.
I don't quite know. I know he's a top 10 guy. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that, him number 10.
I do have
a problem with him being... And there's the guy in the picture with him being 39 spots ahead of Randy Savage.
Of Randy Savage, exactly. No, that's right.
Because to me, Randy Savage and him were... I think of Savage as being a slightly better heel than Jake Roberts.
Yeah. And Jake Roberts would have been number 12 to me, but he gained 2 points for ruining Randy Savage's wedding.
What'd he do?
Jake Roberts ruined my wedding. Number 9.
Yeah.
Gorgeous George.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Number 8.
Yep. Superstar Billy Graham has to be in here.
Bobby Heenan. The Brain Heenan. Yeah.
Again,
okay.
But again, it makes you realize that Heyman's at about that level, so.
But again, in my top 10, yes.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, there's a timekeeper, Mark Eaton, recently fired.
Recently released. Fired. Let go. Future endeavor.
Superstar Billy Graham.
For sure.
Yeah, okay. Eats T-bone stinks, those barbell weights. No.
Triple H? Nope.
Nope.
Top 40? Somewhere around the 40th range? Probably a little higher than... probably 35. Maybe 30. In that range. Between 35 and 30, I'd say.
Triple H. A better villain than Randy Savage.
Fuck that. He was a good villain. But no, not at that level.
Well, if he was good, then he wouldn't be a villain. Number 5. Hollywood Hogan.
That's tough.
Yeah. I give Hollywood Hogan in my top 10.
I don't think I'd have him in my top 10. I think
I'd have the NWO cool heel in my top 10, but Hulk Hogan was like there was Hogan and there was Hall and Nash, and Hall and Nash tried to do the cool heel shit. Hogan at least still was a heel.
Oh, he was definitely a heel. When you watch, he played a great heel. He had great heel psychology in his matches. When he's wrestling Randy Savage, in Halloween Havoc '96, and he's walking around with the fake wig on, pretending that he's gotten hair, and like he's just so dislikable.
Yeah,
in the right way, he had the right kind of heat. Yeah, he was a great one. I just think I'd probably have him just hovering just outside the top 10 because it was a short run.
It was a relatively short run. That's true.
2 years?
Well, but earlier he was managed by Freddie Blassie.
But okay,
That wasn't Hollywood Hogan.
No, it sure wasn't.
Number 4.
He was a good heel back then, actually, in his first run in the WWF.
The Million Dollar Man. Ted DiBiase. Who this article compares to Scrooge McDuck. DuckTales. Ooh.
I'm not sure I'd have him in my top 10. He's a good heel, really good heel.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I quite have him in my top 10. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't know.
10, maybe. But maybe. Outside looking in. I mean, Million Dollar Man, Brat Pack, or Rat Pack, rather. He was a good heel in different places.
I don't think he was a better heel than Terry Funk.
No.
True. But before we move on here, who are we're going to see?
We got three.
We got three left. It's going to be Flair, McMahon, and Piper.
Mantar probably doesn't make this one.
This should be. I'm just wondering what order you think is going to be. I think we're looking at Piper number 3, McMahon number 2, and Flair number 1.
Speaking of man, you know who's not on this is Mankind. Been on this list. Not that he'll be in the next.
Yeah, we're next week we might not even have a show because we'll be at the Mick Foley stand-up.
That's true.
So,
what about Bret Hart? Not on this list.
Yeah, that's shitty.
I'm just thinking of the. But you're right. I mean, you got to go.
I mean, I know he's not in the top 3, but he should be in the top 30.
Yeah, like Vince. Yeah. Vince should be on your right.
Piper and Flair.
And Flair. That's So what order?
Yeah, exactly. I think Bob Backlund should have made the top 50.
Mr. Bob Backlund. There's Mr. McMahon.
Which, okay, number 3.
Number 3 skin. So Flair will be number 1.
Flair, like I say? Okay, Ric Flair and the Horsemen are number 2.
The Horsemen are number 2. And then
with Ric Flair. Yeah, Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen, yeah, number 2. Okay. So that means Piper's number 1.
So Piper's, yeah.
So, I got the wrong order. This is actually probably how I would have had it was, would have been... I would have had Piper number 1 and McMahon number 2. I mean, to me, those are the two greatest heels I ever saw.
I like this here with Special Delivery Jones there in the picture. Mm-hmm. He's from Antigua.
All right. How long have we been doing the show now?
Huh? An hour.
Okay.
Just to get warm.
Let's quickly go over anything else you want to talk about. Night of Champions. Who? Probably not watching.
Which one's that now?
Yeah. We have the network, but it matters that little to us. They've managed to sell it that poorly.
Well, let's look at this here. We've got a one-match show. Cena's going to win the title back. Seth Rollins is going to lose to Roman Reigns.
Therefore fucking everything up that you've done with Lesnar.
Yes, of course. The streak ending means nothing.
Yeah.
The 1 and the 21-1, who gives a fuck now?
Yeah.
The
SummerSlam match, who gives a fuck now?
Yes. Well, the SummerSlam match, who gives a fuck when Cena was back in 2 weeks with no bandages?
1 week, wasn't it? Or 2 weeks?
Two.
No, it was 1 week. It was 8 days.
Or 8 days, you're right, yeah. So who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah.
Then you're looking at, because Dean Ambrose is still on the shelf from the smashing of the cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is able to successfully cash it in without Dean Ambrose fucking him over. And Seth Rollins is your lead champion heel with rematches against John Cena.
And we don't see Lesnar until right before WrestleMania.
Exactly.
And at which point he'll mean very little.
Or nothing at all. And then...
Good fucking job.
Against who? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And then you're looking at
unless it's Austin, because that name is out there.
Yes, and
that's
now,
the only. But that's Austin. That's
I
not
said
him.
To you, Austin did the podcast. They did the podcast plug with Austin and Kevin Nash of all people on the show. So it wasn't even like a current guy. They were promoting him. They're purposely promoting Austin, which leads me to believe that they're talking now because this is about that time where they not only break forth the rhythm and the rhyme, but they also start to talk about WrestleMania, getting it set up so they can kind of ice it and lock it in around that Slammy Award time in December.
Slammy Award winning?
Yes. Two-time.
Yeah.
Slammy Award winning. But so that's kind of been their MO. So I think now they're talking, and it's probably serious consideration.
Yeah. I would imagine, yeah.
So, and that would be, and Lesnar would be the guy.
Yeah.
You know. I understand that what's going to happen is this match that they're going to have at WrestleMania is going to be a King of the Ring qualifier.
But Lesnar versus Cena and Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania, then who gives a fuck that your undercard is Reigns winning a belt that nobody would care about against a guy people won't care about, Mudge and Rollins.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do.
Cena tag teams with Hogan against fucking the Wyatts or something. I don't
the
fucking
Bunny
care.
Bunny and just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yay. Excuse me.
That's great. That's going to be great, actually. Because we're going to be there live.
Well, I mean, I'll care about those matches so little that I won't care about the Bunny and, you know.
We're going to see Hulk Hogan live.
Yeah.
We're going to see Steve Austin Live?
Sting?
We're going to see Sting live?
Yeah, and we can still hope for Goldberg.
No, we can't.
Oh.
Well, he might show up, but we wouldn't hope for him. but, I mean, really, I mean, so those are your, I mean, this, again, is your WrestleMania. But now, here's my question to you, a little bit off topic, because we're starting to talk about the Night of Champions. But we'll go to WrestleMania, something we're going to care about, because we'll be there live. Yes.
Yeah. We'll be there live?
We'll be there live. And we'll see Randy Savage go into the Hall of Fame the night before.
Or Undertaker.
I think we'll see Randy Savage go into the Hall of Fame the night before.
Or both.
Or both, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at an induction made in heaven and an induction made in hell.
Yeah.
But they've already inducted Eddie, so. Because Eddie's in hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
thanks, Horton.
Oh, yeah. But he, have they, like, who's left? Have they blown their WrestleMania load now?
You mean for the following year?
I'm just saying, you have Sting, you have Austin, you're having Hogan again. So, like.
Goldberg!
Okay, big deal.
No, he would be a big deal.
He wouldn't be that big of a deal.
He'd be a big deal.
Not on his own. Same as Sting. Actually, Sting is a bigger deal because Sting has never been. And Sting had longevity.
Goldberg would be a big deal.
He'd be alright. But it's a matter of...
I mean, you do want the right opponent, but he would be a big deal.
You could have Goldberg next the following year. You could have probably maybe The Rock the following year. And then that might be it.
Yeah, they will have blown through a lot of those guys. I mean, maybe a Kurt Angle. I mean, what I would do with Kurt Angle is you have the Dust Brothers win the tag titles or I don't know, the Wyatts or whatever.
Yeah.
I would have them beating up on Slater and then Slater announcing his tag team partner right before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
To be Kurt Angle. Now we have one match. Angle doesn't have to be in there much. They're both the All-American guy. They both use the Patriot lock.
Yeah.
I would have that one match. But, yeah, I mean, probably not a tag title match, actually, because I wouldn't want them winning it. But that's how I would do it. I would have Slater and Angle as a team. Give them the rub.
Yeah.
And give them the rub. Give them the moment back there, WrestleMania moment. But also keep them out of the ring for the majority of it. Because, I mean, he did take two bumps tonight. As the referee,
yes.
And for your new world or new world heavyweight champion for TNA, Bobby Roode winning the title tonight against
Bobby Lindsay,
yeah.
Yeah.
With Angle as the ref.
Shane Lindsay. Shane Lashley.
You know what the main event is? The main event is James Storm and that guy against Great Muta and that other guy. At Bound for Glory, so.
Sonata?
We'll watch that, right?
Who? Sonata and.
Storm against Muta and somebody.
Tajiri?
I don't fucking know.
Probably.
I think it probably is Tajiri.
Wow.
Like, that's actually being advertised as the main event in Japan, so. Yeah.
And what's this card called? Bound for Who Gives a Fuck?
Yeah, no shit. Oh,
holy
my God.
Christ.
Yeah.
Christ all goddamn mighty fuck.
Yeah. It's Night of Champions is one. I don't know if we'll actually be able to watch it and do a post recap show or if we'll be able to do a show next week there, like I say. There's a lot of things. But really, I can't. Like, I couldn't care less about this whole thing. Like,
let's go. Nikki Bella, AJ, and Paige. No, I don't really care about any of this.
No, I mean, the only thing I care... Here's the thing. I mean, if I don't watch it, I'll go and just watch the main event.
Yeah.
And I'll already have known the results. I'll be just curious as to, like, what type of match and how it is. And especially since the last couple times they've wrestled each other have been interesting matchups. Like,
yeah.
The way the stories were put together between Cena and Lesnar and the agents who put them together for them. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, like...
Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah, who cares? Yeah, I mean, see this because you know what? I'll see it again on Monday the next night.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that this match should be okay, but the fact is exactly is that this is just going to be your
it's just card, a match that I've seen. I've already seen a million times.
Yeah,
like I've seen these guys.
Yeah. Probably good, but yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care. I mean, I haven't seen this, but I don't think it'll be good. And Henry and Rusev.
Is this your main event? Is this not the main event?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the word is that this is the. I mean, again, they're getting Rusev ready for Cena.
Come on, Cena versus Rusev
for the title.
Word up.
I do not, or I guess maybe not for the title. I don't know.
Cena, or that way you can have Rollins and Ambrose heck in the sack for the title. And you can have Cena and Rusev for the honor.
How does Cena not
of Massachusetts?
Oh,
but I mean,
that's awful.
I know. I love how Mark Henry, how they're like Olympians everywhere are showing support for Mark Henry.
One fucking guy,
and then they showed one. Like, I thought literally they were going to show, like, five or six of these throws.
You actually sent me a text going, they stole your idea that you had planned for Jack Swagger.
Yes, because I thought they were going to have. And honestly, part of me thought that Mark Henry battles for America, that Rusev comes out to destroy, and all of a sudden we hear dun 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 dun. I thought, okay, well, if they're going to bring back Kurt Angle, that would be how you do it.
Well, I mean, I do it with Swagger, but I understand what you're saying, yeah.
But no, if you're going to bring Kurt Angle back.
Okay, you beat this guy, but he was an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
Beat me. Yeah, it'd be great.
Beat me if you can, survive if I let you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, I mean, so what do? Do you keep, you keep Rusev going?
Once Rusev goes against Cena and he loses, then he's over.
It's done.
I mean, we saw that with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt would have building momentum for a long time.
Yep.
You know, he had that stuff with Daniel Bryan, very over, very interesting. He goes against Cena, loses at WrestleMania, then gets a win back, but then loses the final in the feud, and he's done. Like, he's if Cena had put him over, he'd probably still be a star, possibly. But because he lost to Cena,
Not on the Night of Champions.
He's nothing.
No. Nothing.
Right now. He's just some guy.
It's the Big Show.
Yeah, no, he's just like Bray Wyatt. And then beating Chris Jericho meant nothing because Jericho's still higher in the card than him. Because wins and losses mean so little. So one of the few times a win could have meant something was for him to go over clean at Cena at WrestleMania. And, of course, they don't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just. And it wouldn't have hurt Cena. He could still be in the same position. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. The dust against Usos.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Usos should retain if I was booking it. I wouldn't take that belt off them for a long, long time. But I think they're going to lose here. Which is weird that I don't feel like the Dust Brothers have more momentum than the Wyatts had when they faced each other.
No.
But to me, this could be the match of the night.
It could be, yes.
Yeah. This couldn't be.
Miz and Ziggler, who gives a fuck? Speaking of who gives a fuck.
Yeah, Jericho and Orton, who gives a fuck?
Jericho and Orton.
Orton.
Jericho and Orton.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Because it's 2005.
Yeah. So Jericho eats an RKO and then leaves for a few months.
That's the thing. No build, blow off with Wyatt on a fucking cage match on Raw.
Where he loses pretty much clean.
So Jericho can lose to Orton.
And who cares?
And Orton gains nothing out of it. Jericho does nothing with his life here. And then he's gone.
Yeah, it just doesn't mean. And
it's a waste of everything.
It's like that Sheamus and Cesaro. You're like, yeah, it might be a good match. Yeah, it probably will be. I mean, Cesaro's extremely good, and Sheamus is a good worker, and they have good chemistry, and they want to work together. But because I've seen. When the build up to when can we watch the match is watching a 6-man tag team where one of them gets pinned clean, it just doesn't make me want to see the match. Like, it's the same thing. It's like.
Yeah.
Nobody. It feels like there's nobody on this card other than Lesnar who's, like, on a winning streak.
Welcome to Who Gives a Fuck. Population, me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Reigns is on a winning streak. Like, that's it. But, I mean, those are the guys, right? Like, everybody else is guys who are, you know, they're a 500 baseball club. And 500 baseball clubs don't have good attendance. It's the teams with the, who are in the championship run with winning it, yeah. winning records that have a good attendance. And so it, when 90% of your card is full of 500 guys, and guys with a win percentage yeah. equal to their losing percentage, which is what this all is, because they all face each other and beat each other all the time, yeah, who gives a fuck?
But I mean, I haven't given
and it's really weird, because I think it was just like a month ago, we're like, yeah, the product's pretty good right now. And the pay-per-views, since they've gone to the network, I think they've had one which people didn't like. I think Payback or something Battleground like that, or something.
Yeah.
But I think I Battle even like that one. Yeah, Battleback, I think it was, yeah. And speaking of Ryback, that was a hernia surgery.
Oh. Yeah. From taking his butthole back.
From anal rectal bleeding?
Rectal bleeding.
But yeah, I mean, they've had good shows, except for the one, like, cause I even like that. But you just, who cares?
Hey, Roman Reigns is going to fight Seth Rollins for the first time
Holy
ever.
Holy fuck, I know. Yeah.
This is an original match.
Yeah.
I don't, like, what, you know, like, it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, but when you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to...
No, good point.
Let's remember the go-home... Yeah. Let's remember the go-home Raw to the Night of Champions. Let's stamp this. Let's mark this. Let's write this down. Let's text it. Let's email it. Let's post it. Let's have it. Let's keep it. Let's love it. Let's watch it. And let's remember this moment, the Raw before Night of Champions, the next time we say, well, they can't be that stupid. This makes no sense.
They can be that, but it does. But I think it makes sense in the one thing.
No,
I can tell you how it makes sense.
How does this make sense?
How they had that match.
Uh-huh.
It makes sense in the Vince McMahon has said this guy isn't to be our champion, isn't to get the title of WrestleMania. Neither one of these guys are the guys. And so just have them wrestle, because it doesn't matter anyways. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Because these guys are wrestling in 6 days on a network event.
But it does, though. I mean, it's the same thing like that whole show on Raw. What does that show mean? It means that they added almost no buys for WrestleMania. That their previews...
SummerSlam.
For SummerSlam. They think the only way to get you to buy the matches and pay-per-view cards no longer add network subscriptions, even if it's Brock Lesnar on there. So right. Get the belt off Lesnar, and who cares if we have this match on pay-per-view, because nobody's watching. You aren't selling any subscriptions, because it doesn't do it. If SummerSlam couldn't sell them, this can't. So why fucking bother? And just put them on TV and have a good match and get a good rating.
Because you build it.
That's what we would do, but that's what Vince and them are thinking. Like, I think this is a sign that the network did really poorly adding people from the SummerSlam,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a sign that their renewal subscriptions were really, really poor, and that they think the way to sell the network is to sell at the cheap price and to not sell the events and not sell the content.
Though?
I don't fucking know, but does anybody?
I don't think so. That's the problem.
But I believe that's what it is. And it also, to me, is very much a sign that Vince is like, okay, he's not our guy. And you know what, Reigns, he's not the guy. Like, he's over because he's had a good push and he's, you know.
You know who's the key? Ambrose.
Ambrose is definitely way more over and is way more dynamic.
Yeah.
And this guy, you know, we always talk about WWE crowds being taught to pop for certain moves only. He's the ultimate example of it. Like,
yeah.
They don't care about him until he does the Superman punch and that kick and the spear. Until then, they don't give a damn. And so, which is why he's great in a tag team situation. But yeah, I think this is a sign that Vince has given up on Reigns and he's given up on pay-per-views giving us network subscriptions.
I would be... Yeah, but see here, I would be saying the same thing if on Monday... Jericho had fought Orton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean, yeah.
I'm just saying it makes no sense to a match that you were promoting towards. Like, It was bad enough when...
But even this
it
match...
It was bad enough when Russo was booking it. It was like, you watch Austin and Undertaker on pay-per-view just to have Austin and Undertaker the next night on Raw. Right? Where you... The whole thing used to be we would get pay-per-view rematches the next night on Raw. So why buy the pay-per-view? Because I'm going to see this the next night on Raw? Now, why buy the network or why buy the pay-per-view? Because I can see this on the Raw before the show.
No,
so, thusly, completely guaranteeing that I won't even try to watch this.
Well, I mean, again, if... Number one, we know that these guys shouldn't be facing each other this one anyways.
Yes.
You should have been building to this for months instead of just all of a sudden, hey, we don't have anything for him because Ambrose isn't back for Rollins. And we don't have anything for Reigns because we don't want to do him and Orton again, even right. though that seems to be the logical direction.
Right.
So, let's just put them together. Okay. Like even yeah. then, it shouldn't have been like that. It should have been... It should have been...
Should have actually been Bray Wyatt.
Probably.
I mean, if you got nothing for Bray Wyatt, you slap Bray Wyatt in there.
Like honestly, it probably should have been. Because the point is that Rollins should be getting over on... If Reigns is the guy, and Reigns isn't, Ambrose is. But if Reigns is the guy, then Rollins should be beating Ambrose. And still, everybody wants to see him get his that he hasn't gotten yet.
Yeah.
And Reigns is the guy to finally give it to him after building to it, and it's the logical climax of the Shield breaking up storyline.
Now you're going to get it, Rollins.
Instead, what you're getting here is just—it's just happening. It's just happening, and it already happened. Even.
And you know what? You know what? It's not. It is not a happening.
No.
So, just like this, and the booking of this. On Monday.
Again, if it had been like some sort of screw job even that makes you go
clean.
Fuck you, like Reigns is gonna get another chance and this time he's gonna get him. Yeah. I couldn't even understand that.
This was the booking of this was a John Cena fan.
Because, I mean, you'll remember that time on Nitro right before I think it was a Fall Brawl or whatever, but Hogan was defending against Luger. And the week before on Nitro, they put Luger in there, and Luger wins the title.
That was,
and then he loses it at the SummerSlam, the Road Wild. So he's. You're like, why the fuck you've been promoting this match for like 2 months that this is going to happen? Like Luger finally face Hogan and get his title shot. He finally, and then you decide to do it the week before on Nitro. He wins the belt, then he holds it for a week and loses it to Hogan at the pay per view again.
Yeah,
it was strange, but at least that I kind of.
And I think the pay per view was even. I think it was like 2 days. I think the pay per view was on like a Wednesday or something or a Thursday.
It might even have been. It might even have been.
Then. It was in August. Road Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, even that, like, I thought that was really strange, but I almost...
Say like August 4th.
I almost understood, though, to some
1998.
You done?
Huh? Yeah.
I almost understood, because it was like, okay, he lost the belt, but can he hold it?
Luger had him in the torture rack there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I almost got that. But even then, that was weird. But not as weird as this. Because at least that was leading to a rematch you might want to see. This is leading to a rematch now that there's no point in seeing. Yeah.
Let's look Lex Luger up on Wikipedia.
Why?
Because.
You're using Bing, huh?
I don't know why.
Bold choice.
It just happened. Was he a member of the Wolf Pack?
Yes, he fucking was. Do we have to... Anyways, I'm done with talking that event.
What? We get the main event.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's anyway. It's fucking stupid shit.
And I don't really even know if we're watching it. Like, I really...
The man they call... Well, you have something you might have to do.
Yeah.
But the man they call B and I will be watching it. So maybe the man that I... So I'll do like a monologue. The man they call B and I can do a post show.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, so... All right, whatever. But we did see tonight on NXT. We saw the debut of Kenta.
Yushin Okami.
No.
What? Shinjiro Otani?
Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hideki Arabu?
Hideo... How can you forget it? He had that great ring entrance music. Hideo! Mm-hmm. Hideo! Hideo Itami used to be called Kenta. Hideo! Hideo!
I kick you in the face, then the match will go home.
3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet... Kenta, he's Japanese and he used to wrestle as Kenta. 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, Kenta. As a Japanese guy, he's 5 feet tall, and that's pretty tall for a Japanese guy. Hey-o, day-o.
This song has just jumped the shark with me.
So, I mean, that's good brain energy music for him. I like that.
Yeah.
So we'll never forget his name, Hideo Itami.
Who?
All right. We had two Twitter questions, didn't we?
Wait, Twitter, actually. Not Twitter.
I want to quit.
Okay. So are we in agreement that Cena wins?
Didn't Robbie Lawler favor our tweet? And is that the real Robbie Lawler? Am I seeing that right? Okay, no. It's not the real Robbie Lawler. Okay.
No. I wonder if he'll please stand up.
All right.
Anyway, the main event, are we in agreement here that John Cena wins and Rollins cashes in and wins the belt?
I'd say I'm 80%. I think that's 80% likely. Let's put it that way.
I will be.
It's not what I would do. It's so far from what I would do. I would
be pleasantly surprised if Lesnar wins. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
I think it's also possible Cena wins, but the Money in the Bank is still cashed in another date. But I think the idea of Cena winning is very
likely. I think the Money in the Bank could get cashed another day. I just think that the Money in the Bank... I mean, I guess it depends, too. They could have Ambrose actually fuck Rollins out of the deal, right? On
that
Raw.
That leaves the heck in the side.
And that would be his return.
Yeah, I could absolutely Rollins, see that. Right? Or not just on Raw. I mean, it could happen on the pay-per-view. He'll be back for that night.
That's true. It could. Yes, anyway.
If he comes through the crowd to save Cena,
that's
the
question
problem.
From Austin Hollis. If Cena wins, do you guys think Rollins will cash in? So
Hollis?
Kind of
Hollis?
Yeah. You know it's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens?
Hollis.
Yeah. Hollis. Hollis. That's good. Hollis. If Cena wins Sunday, do you guys think that Rollins will cash in? And that's sort of what we're saying. It's probably an 80%. Probably. If it's 80% that Cena wins, it's, to me, 65% to 70% that Rollins will cash in.
I'd say that's about right, yeah.
And win, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd say it's probably 90% that Cena wins and 80% that he cashes in.
Yeah,
that way.
And wins.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So hopefully. And then not the real Robbie Lawler, but Robbie Lawler here. Who do you reckon is the best in-ring performer of all time?
Oh, fuck.
Simple question.
Yeah.
There's only a couple options.
There's a few options.
Yeah.
You have to look at Kenta Kobashi.
Kenta Kobashi.
And Misawa.
Misawa. I think the best in-ring performer that I ever saw killed his family. That's Chris Benoit.
Yeah, he's definitely in there.
I think
he's
the
up
best
there.
In-ring performer.
I would have to go with. I think Kobashi, Misawa. Benoit definitely up there. Angle would be up there. Shawn Michaels is second best babyface I ever saw behind Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. But for me, psychology. I mean, Flair was great, but psychology wise, I think it's Bret Hart for storytelling. You know, and then you have Dynamite Kid. You know, there's a lot of great. I mean, you have a guy like, you know, Bockwinkel, and you have, like, there's a lot of, like, that's, when you say in-ring performer, it's tough to say. I mean, some ways you could say in-ring performer, you could say Hulk Hogan's the greatest ever.
Well,
you know, like,
he drew the most money.
Like, well, over the longest period, and you know what? And, yeah, I mean, he got the reactions and whatever, because.
When you say in-ring performer, I think you mean actual wrestler.
Well, that's the thing is, are you talking ring technician? And when I hear in-ring performer, I don't know if you mean technician
or performer.
Be.
You know who was a great performer? The Godfather.
Well, yeah. Honestly, he was a great performer.
Yeah,
Road Dogg was a great performer.
Yes, he was.
Right? Not a great wrestler, but a great performer. So... Jerry Lawler was a great performer, not a great wrestler again, but a great performer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to look at it...
Mantar again.
No. It's, if only you guys could have seen how upset he was to learn that that wasn't true.
Benoit will be on one of these.
I mean, I think Benoit was great. I don't know that I would quite have him as the best. Based on you know what my problem was with him is actually that I can't tell you as a worker.
As a worker. He was working to the end.
My problem is I couldn't tell you if he was better as a babyface or heel, and I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I don't know that there's enough differentiation.
Oh, in the ring.
In the ring.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's enough differentiation in his style that way, and I'm not really sure if he was a better heel or babyface. So I think that's probably what gets me.
The thing that with the psychology of Benoit is he always knew where he was in the ring, right?
I see where you're going. It's not
always knew his physical location.
But, for pure storytelling, I think Bret Hart was the best at taking a story that you thought you knew you were getting and giving you a different story that was just as compelling part or like as the match was going on. Mm-hmm. I think he was the best at that. So,
Lots of different...
Owen Hart was great, too. Like, if you're going to look at a guy who combined the wrestling ability with the athleticism and the, you know...
You mean Coco.
Yeah.
High energy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, again, how great are in-ring performers Ricky Morton? I mean, even though he's only part of the tag team.
I was thinking of Ricky Morton, actually.
You know, Bobby Eaton.
And that's who I went to next, actually.
Like there's, you know, it's really tough. It's something we need to discuss more.
Arn Anderson.
I wouldn't have him up there, but...
Not one of the greatest, but I'm just thinking in terms of now I've moved on to underrated.
Yeah, there's a difference. You know, he's underrated. I mean, he's not appreciated enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There was a report this past week that tickets that Bound for Glory were sold out.
They are not.
But that's due to a computer glitch. Tickets are still available. The computer was too embarrassed to sell Bound for Glory tickets that they just shut it down.
I don't blame them. All right.
Fuck.
I've been having... Outback Jack has been calling me.
Oh, shit. Really?
Should I take it?
It's... What is it? It's like winter there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No? You want to answer?
Sure. Let's answer.
Hey there, Outback, is that you?
Ah, good day, Mike. It's Outback Jack here.
So for those people not familiar, Outback Jack, former WWF, WWE performer in the mid-80s, one of the late 80s, right?
Mid-80s there, mate, yeah, I was there. I was helped drawing, them houses there, you know?
You were brought in to be a big star.
I was a big star.
Crocodile Dundee was a big movie. And
they built that movie off of old Outback Jack. That's true.
Oh, so they brought you in.
It was a spinoff thing.
You're a really shitty wrestler, but they thought that they would capitalize.
About the box office.
Instead of letting you learn how to be a wrestler better and continue, they just brought you in early. You were too green and you suck. So
green like a croc.
What, like 4 months there?
Like
6 months? 4-6 months?
I was there, I believe, from I debuted. I started there in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I retired in, 1998.
Really? I think it was actually probably more like 1988 to 1988.
I was a hardcore champion, Mo.
Well, everybody was.
Oh.
So, were you in the gimmick battle royal? I can't remember.
I'm calling Mo because we've always been mates.
Oh, I know. I respect you because you killed Godzilla.
Well, I got one of the things we did that and that got all over the internet. You know that Outback Jack killed Godzilla, and then of course this past summer, that people are calling old Outback. They're ringing him up. They're doing the Outback Twitter at Outback Jack, and talking about like. Hey, mate, what are you talking about? I thought you killed Godzilla. I just see him on the movies. There he was.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
he had another movie this year. That's right.
I do need to clarify, it was not Godzilla.
Oh, okay,
It
good.
Was, in fact, Nathan Jones.
Oh, okay, that's who you killed.
That's who I killed. He was lactating, and I jumped him from behind.
That's probably the wise way to go.
I said walkabout. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was one of the most memorable gimmicks you had in the 80s. So you had the great music.
It was.
How'd that song go?
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Yeah, that was great. Great fucking song.
Mate. Cheers, mate.
Yeah. Cheers, no, mate. No, so anything else going on with you?
You know, I've we talked about me and how I killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
I gotta tell you more, I have turned heel.
What?
I have turned heel.
You turned what?
Heel.
What's that mean?
That means I am now a member of ISIS.
ISIS and AIDS?
ISIS and AIDS.
Oh, a member of ISIS and AIDS?
ISIS and AIDS.
ISIS and AIDS.
We're one of TNA's hottest acts, Mo.
ISIS and AIDS. You're a member of that.
ISIS and AIDS, you're one of the guys.
Are you the guy? You're one of the guys under the mask?
I'm one of the guys
under the mask. Is that you with the long hair?
Well, my gimmick there is our gimmick in ISIS and AIDS is we cut your head off and management cuts our legs off.
Oh, that's TNA.
I'm just kidding there, mate. I'm just kidding there. TNA didn't have management.
That's true.
But, and I would never go to TNA anyway, you know, they're just, they're small time that we talk about more people out in the outback on a walkabout than at a TNA show, you know.
That's true, but
I have gone back into the big time. I want to take this and use this platform, and WWE, they're probably going to be a little bit mad at Outback here. But you know what, we're mates. So I thought we could, do this here on the show and announce in front of your thousands and thousands of listeners there, mate.
Yeah.
I have returned to WWE.
Oh yeah,
I've returned to WWE. It's all Outback Jack.
Oh good.
Under the bunny.
Oh.
I'm Adam Rose's bunny.
Oh, you are you?
I am Adam Rose's bunny.
Oh, shouldn't you be Adam Rose's kangaroo?
Well, you know that we thought that might be a little bit obvious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
People see a kangaroo and immediately they'd be like, "Well, that's Outback Jack." You know,
that's true
because I'm just an icon.
Yeah, tie me bunny roo down, bunny.
It's gonna be a hip hop, a hippy to the hip skip bop, and I don't stop, mate.
Oh, good. Good. All right, then. I think on that note,
I just want to share that news with you. That's why I kept calling. Thank you so much, mate.
No, you called me like 14 times tonight.
Cheers for taking my...
I thought you were just calling. I appreciate it this time that you...
Taking my ring. You know, I got to go. I'm on the other line, actually, with the International Drainage Commission.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I just appreciate your this time not mentioning that I was maybe a little overweight or anything.
Well, Mo, I think we all know you're a fat fuck. You know, and you had too many of them, them wallabies. So, now that you're eating them diet wallabies, but it's still a matter of you being a fat fuck there. But cheers up, because just looking at the bright side, you can't possibly get any fatter. So cheers, mate. Thanks for taking my ring, and I will chat to you later at Outback Jack. All right, that was Outback Jack.
Yeah.
Huh. He's a good friend of yours.
You know, he always makes me feel so good about myself.
Yeah, well, that's positive news. I didn't know that.
But
you can't get any fatter.
All right, we're OUT. Let's get out of this motherfucker.
You know what I'm a fan of? And we all know I'm a fan of irony.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the new TNA show was called?
What?
TNA Legends.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah. It's going to be like vintage.
And then they got rid of all of them. It's for the international market. Oh, yeah.
Only like...
Well, TNA had this horrible... Well, I mean, this article written about them. It was very good.
Grantland.
But this company just continues to make you shake your head, so...
Well, I mean, and what I like about it is I understand TNA Legends, a 3-minute program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand it's just the best of AJ Styles.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm tired. It's late.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sting merchandise being sold at...
I know, we know. If you want to know what he's about to tell you, just buy the Observer. It's only $9.99.
How much?
I don't know. Fucking $10.99? $12.99? I don't know. $11.99? $14.99? $3.99? told you that's the part where he's talking about the Screwjob. The like Monday Night War Screwjob episode that was just later. So full of shit. All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's get the Rock out of here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. You know, follow us. We follow Outback Jack. You know, we're WeTalkWrestling.com, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on the TuneIn radio app. And @WeTalkWrestling.com. I'd like to thank Robbie Waller and Outback Jack for talking to us. But Robbie Waller and Austin Hollis Queens for sending in those questions that we read on the Twitter machine today. That was fantastic of them.
Did you see the other one we got from your mom bot?
Oh, yeah. Your mom is your question now for tonight's show. Mo's mom, never a question. But that's going to do it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, we done?
Yeah.
We're off?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, just wondering. I'm just wondering. You think it's true that I can't get any fatter?
Of course not.